This is St. Louis Public Radio. After months of twists and turns, an effort to build a new stadium on the St. Louis riverfront is hitting a critical juncture. NFL owners will soon decide the St. Louis Rams' future, while local politicians have some big decisions to make. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a closer look at what's ahead and what's in the way to building the roughly $1 billion facility.
There are few fans in St. Louis who are quite like Ram Man. He wears a hat molded in the shape of a snarling beast with spiraling horns and possesses a unique admiration for the St. Louis Rams.
I'm a big fan because I'm the only one of the few people in this town that's been actually inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a fan.
Given those type of credentials, it's fair to say that Ram Man, whose real name, by the way, is Carl Sides, has been following the St. Louis Rams relocation saga quite closely. He's enthused about a $1 billion stadium plan that could keep pro football in St. Louis, even though Rams owner Stan Kroenke appears more interested in heading to Inglewood, California.
Stan Kroenke, I don't have a message except for, you know what, put up or shut up. If you're going to you want to be an owner, and embrace the city, and we'll embrace you. We'll support you if you respect the city.
For enthusiasts of the suddenly watchable St. Louis Rams, incessant talk about the team's possible move to L.A. has often produced more questions than definitive answers. But that may change as dueling storylines involving stadium financing and relocation votes come to a head. Here's what we know right now. Members of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen are expected to start debating a stadium financing package next week. Among other things, the proposal uses city general revenue dollars and a portion of game day-related taxes to help pay for part of the facility. The plan's first test is getting through the board's Ways and Means Committee, which is led by Alderman Stephen Conway.
We need the economics and job creation here in the city, and you got to remember, when we pass a bill like this, that job is guaranteed to employ city residents and minorities and women.
But some members of Conway's committee, like Alderman Chris Carter, are skeptical. The 27th Ward Alderman isn't that excited about publicly financing stadiums, are not allowing city residents to vote on the matter.
I believe that we have more important issues right now.
Like what?
Crime. Crime is up and is constantly rising. So we have many issues that we still aren't tackling.
Regardless of what happens at the Board of Aldermen, the more critical vote will probably occur early next year. That's when the Rams, the San Diego Chargers, and the Oakland Raiders could try to get three-fourths of the NFL's owners to approve a move to L.A. For St. Louis to convince the league's 32 owners to keep a team here, NFL executive Eric Grubman says policymakers need to showcase a viable stadium proposal that's fully financed. But stadium backers also need a plan that's attractive to a team.
I understand when the fans are skeptical because a club may be looking at that and saying it's not interesting to them. The question is whether it's interesting to the rest of the 32. That's the purpose of a vote.
Yet, even if the board passes its funding bill and the Rams' bid to move is rejected, that doesn't necessarily mean the Riverfront Stadium gets built. That's because Kroenke would have to sign on to a financing plan that includes him shelling out millions of dollars to stay in a city he appears intent on leaving. And since Kroenke hasn't talked much about what he wants to do, it leaves stadium fans like Alderman Jack Coder with no easy answers about what happens next.
I have no idea what goes through the mind of Stan Kroenke or any of the other billionaire NFL team owners. Now, first, I'm going to focus on my part, which is getting this bill passed out of the Board of Aldermen. And what the NFL owners do and what Mr. Kroenke decides to do is totally beyond my control.
In a scramble that's chock full of hypotheticals and what ifs, one thing's for sure. What happens in aldermanic chambers and within the minds of NFL owners will be crucial in determining pro football's future in St. Louis. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.